Kansas Senate leaders have been frustrated after Governor Brownback announced he would veto the tax bill, which would have rolled back many of his signature 2012 tax cuts. Here's Senate President Susan Weigel.
The House leadership and the Senate leadership asked the governor that if he was going to veto the bill, that he give us a budget plan that we can vote for in the House and the Senate. That didn't come.
Brownback's plan focuses on tobacco and alcohol taxes, as well as raising some business fees. Weigel says she's now planning to debate the governor's tax proposal in the Senate, even though it might not have much support.
I think that we need to talk about his plan and let everybody share their concerns publicly about his proposals.
Republican House Tax Committee Chairman Stephen Johnson has some similar concerns. He'd also like new options from the governor.
You can't just say no. We have to hear no but. As we try and get to a solution, we have to say, I can't do that, but here is something that might work.
Reporters asked Governor Brownback this week if he would be offering new plans.
I've put one forward. I would hope it would get a full and fair airing. I've gone to the Senate president and to the speaker and said, I'm willing to work with you on adjustments to this plan or another plan.
It looks like Brownback may now be moving towards developing new proposals. His budget director, Sean Sullivan, says he is joining the effort.
The governor has asked me to work with Senate and House leadership and others over the next couple days to try to develop a number of alternatives.
Lawmakers are now on a week-long break. Those alternatives could see the light of day when they get back. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.